All right, let's be real for a sec. Nobody wants to wade through Meta's privacy policy on a Friday night, right? It's like a million pages long and it's drier than toast. But here's the thing. Buried in all that legal jargon is some seriously important stuff about what data Facebook and Instagram are collecting on us. We did the digging so you don't have to. And trust me, after this deep dive, you might look at those like buttons a little differently. We're talking about way more than just what you post or who you follow. Did you know they actually track your mouse movements? Like every little scroll and hesitation? It's kind of creepy when you think about it. They say it helps them tell real users apart from bots, but still.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? And that's just one example. Meta also collects a ton of info on the people you're connected to, your friends, followers, even people you might know.
It's like they're building this whole secret social web, even if you haven't actually friended all those people.
Exactly. They use all that network data to figure you out. Ever notice how Facebook suggests friends through that people you may know thing? Sometimes it's just because you happen to share a contact list with someone, even if you've never actually talked to them on Facebook.
It's like they're playing digital matchmaker with our data. But, all right, enough about the friends list. What about all the other info our phones and computers are constantly spitting out?
Oh yeah, that's a goldmine for Meta. We're talking everything from the type of phone you use to your IP address.
Yeah.
And that IP address, it can give away your general location, even if you've got location services turned off.
So much for trying to be incognito online.
It just goes to show, data tracking is everywhere these days. You might think you're being careful, but Meta and plenty of other companies are still figuring out ways to learn about you.
And we haven't even gotten to the data they're getting from third parties. But for now, I think we can all agree, Meta's collecting way more than just birthday wishes and vacation photos. Okay, so we've seen just how much data Meta's raking in. But the big question is, what are they actually doing with it all? It can't just be about building some massive digital library, right?
Right. It all comes down to creating that personalized experience you get on their platforms. You know, like those ads that pop up and you're like, wait, how did they know I was just thinking about that?
Oh, tell me about it. Like the other day, I swear, I Googled best hiking boots and then boom, Facebook showing me ads for hiking boots. I thought I was going crazy.
Nah, that's just Meta's algorithms doing their thing. They're not just looking at what you do on Facebook either. They're tracking your activity across all their platforms. So that's your Instagram likes, the links you click, even how long you watch certain videos.
So they're basically building this whole, like, super detailed profile of me, my interests, my habits, maybe even what I'm going to buy next week based on what I'm doing online. It's kind of impressive, but also, you know, a little creepy.
It's the double-edged sword of personalization. And it's not just about targeting you with ads either. Meta uses this data to fine-tune their products, make those algorithms even smarter.
Okay, so how does that actually work? Give me an example.
Let's say you're scrolling through your feed and you see a suggested post from some friend you haven't talked to in years. Meta's algorithm didn't just pull that out of thin air. It factored in things like shared interests, your past interactions, maybe even the fact that you both went to the same concert a few weeks ago based on location data.
Wow. It's like they're playing digital matchmaker, not with dates, but with, like, content to keep you glued to your phone.
Pretty much. And hey, to be fair, this data analysis stuff isn't all bad. Meta also uses it to fight the bad guys online, like to find and get rid of hate speech and misinformation.
That's good, but it seems like those algorithms are always playing catch-up with the latest ways people find to be awful online, you know?
Yeah, it's a constant battle. Yeah. To try to keep things fair, Meta has this thing called the Oversight Board. It's an independent group that reviews decisions about content violations. They're basically a check on the algorithms, making sure they're not going too far.
It's like having a jury for the internet. Wild. But let's shift gears for a minute and talk about something else that's kind of worrying: data sharing. Meta's policy is pretty upfront about sharing data with partners, vendors, advertisers, the whole shebang. So what's the deal there?
Yeah, that's the part that makes everyone nervous. The important thing to remember is that Meta usually shares data in a way that's like aggregated and anonymized, especially when it comes to advertisers.
Oh, hold on. For those of us who don't speak data scientist, what does aggregated and anonymized even mean?
Basically, they scrub your name, your email, any info that directly identifies you. Then they lump similar data points together to create these big audience segments. So an advertiser might know that a certain percentage of users in their 20s living in, say, California, clicked on their ad for, I don't know, electric scooters.
Yeah.
But they can't directly connect that back to you.
Okay, so it's more about like spotting trends and preferences, in these big groups, not individuals.
Yeah.
But still, even if it's anonymized, it still feels kind of iffy, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're sharing bits and pieces of my digital self without asking me directly.
Totally get it. And it gets even trickier when you remember that Meta's entire business model kind of hinges on this data sharing thing.
Right. Because even though they say, we don't sell your data, which, let's be real, every tech company says that nowadays they're still making money off it.
Exactly. They're providing a service to advertisers by letting them target very specific audiences, and that service runs on your data. It's a complicated issue with no easy answers, that's for sure.
So we've seen how Meta's built this, like, data empire, right?
Yeah.
They're using it to personalize everything and, of course, to make a profit. But where does that leave us, the users? Do we have any say in all of this?
That's the million-dollar question, right? It's easy to feel kind of powerless when you're up against these giant tech companies with all their algorithms and whatnot, but you're not totally helpless.
Okay, so it's not a lost cause.
Yeah.
What can we actually do to, like, take back some control of our data?
First things first, remember you actually have rights when it comes to your data. Meta and other companies, they have to give you a certain amount of control and access.
Yeah, but finding those settings, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack sometimes.
I hear you. It can definitely be tricky. But there are a few key places to start. Check out the Access Your Information section. That's where Meta lets you peek behind the curtain a bit, see the data they've actually collected on you. It can be eye-opening, to say the least.
So I can finally see what they think they know about my late-night online shopping sprees.
Exactly. And you can also dig into your ad preferences. That's where you can see why you're getting certain ads and even, like, customize the types of ads you'd rather see. Or not see, as the case may be. It won't make the ads disappear entirely, but hey, it might make them a little less, you know, in your face.
It's a start. But honestly, after this whole deep dive into Meta's privacy policy, I gotta ask, is it even really possible to have, like, real control over our information online? It feels like a never-ending battle.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. And as technology keeps changing, as those data collection methods get even more, you know, advanced, staying on top of your privacy is only going to get trickier. It's a conversation we all need to be having, both personally and as a society.
Totally. Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this. Take a few minutes to explore your privacy settings, not just on Meta, but on all the platforms you use. The more you know about how your data is being used, the better choices you can make about your digital life. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and catch you next time.